Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. And I'm delighted to be joined by Javier Ramon, Head of Network Virtualization at Telefónica. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
So Javier, can you just provide a little bit of a background on what it means to be Head of Network Virtualization at Telefónica?
I'm responsible of part of the technological development related with NFV and the head of the NFV Reference Lab, where we test the BNFs and the network virtual network functions that are network nodes that come by a package of software, and then we validate them, see that they behave as they are expected, and see what is in their potential. And we also produce some innovation in technologies that are related to virtualization, so that we can be more ambitious on the use cases that we can deploy eventually in the future.
Telefónica has been an early leader in the space of network virtualization. You guys have been present at MWC and other conferences talking about the value of this technology. At Mobile World Congress, you're demonstrating a new unique capability in the Intel booth. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We're pretty excited. We showing today is a new project that is addressing the specific part that we consider is more important for network virtualization right now, is the missing part, the management and orchestration piece. Having that complex system distributed across a country, say, you still want to operate it as with a single point. You want to have a set of buttons that to click. Adding a new subscriber shouldn't mean that you manually change the configurations of 100 of nodes. It would be a nonsense. So that is the exact point that we are addressing, how to automate all those processes to make our life easier as service providers and not more complex.
I think that your Open Mano project is related to this demo. Can you tell me about that?
We have created this a community that is, formerly we had an Intel project that was Open Mano, that was focused on that aspect. We had some good traction with our ecosystem around Telefónica, so we wanted to be more ambitious. We were talking with a set of representative service providers, and we have created a new community where Open Mano is part of it. I mean, part of the what is called the seed code, the code that is brought and put over the table, say, I contribute this together with other pieces. One is a huge chunk from Canonical and Riftware from Rift.io, and together create a full orchestrator. That in that community is now open source Mano, which is backed by 23 companies now, and some's knocking the door to enter. So we're pretty excited, because what we are demonstrating is first that we're showing the size that they've got, and second, that it works. I mean, we are starting from running code. We have an orchestrator already been demonstrating here one of the most complex type of use cases that you might have in a network, which is as a distributed VPN with value-added services. And we are now in day one, actually, of that journey, but showing that we have something that can be challenged, can be tested, and it can be refined, and hopefully we will iterate over that, so that we have a base of code that will be valid to work for any use case that you might conceive in a network. One of the cool things that brings to the table OSM, Open Source Mano, is that it does not require that you have either OpenStack or VMware or Hyper-V or a specific kind of technology underneath. You can work with them. And actually, we are demonstrating that already, that we have several different beams of different technologies, and still works.
Great, so it's orchestrator agnostic, I guess is what you would say.
Yeah, it's a beam agnostic, yeah.
And when you look at this from a standpoint of Telefónica's own network and virtualization plans, why is this technology and the ruggedness that comes with it so important?
It's important for two reasons. One is from the perspective of the ecosystem, because it creates a lot of certainty on what it takes to offer a BNF or a virtual network function to Telefónica or other service providers, so they do not need to go through a long integration process to enter in our environment. That's a natural entry barrier that you have with the legacy technologies that you will no longer have here. Here, the BNF provider will know, it would be the parameters that we need to tell us. They will have it in an information model, and they bring it in a file, and that's it. And we install it. As you install an application, you buy an application and you have it, and you have it available in your canvas of the things, the Lego pieces that you buy one Lego piece, and that's it, and they know what it takes. The second thing that is relevant for us is once that you have the set of Lego pieces, we can build the castle in a very flexible and convenient way, modeling it as well. So we can do things like think of a service provider like Telefonica that is geographically distributed and present in many countries. If we have one technology, we like it and want to replicate in several countries, we need to be very careful that in the next time that we replicate it, we do not make any mistake or anything.
Right.
It's a lot of pain, that process of replication. Actually, if you can parameterize and have it in a template to test it once and deploy it in 20x countries with not much effort as the initial testing. For us, it's great because we do the same thing 20 times. Now, I will do it once. And the third point is that once that is deployed, you have the set of buttons created. I mean, you have all the triggers that you might need to add subscribers, whatever, all parameterized. So you don't need to interact, to get down to the low-level details again to get anything done. And that makes our life very easy, and we can help us to launch new services with not much effort. We can try, we can afford trying, seeing how it works. If not, we can go back and try another and try another until someone some service is successful. So,
tell me how the technology that you're working on here paves the way for early implementation of 5G.
It's an enabler in several manners. It's a way of creating the flexibility that you need. You might consider different slices of your network, different points of entry for the services, giving more resources so that you could have even more capability for handling the signaling. And you want to have it in real time. I mean, you want to make sure that you can adapt yourself and provide what the user are demanding and on behind the radio interface. That's a specific enabler that makes your network elastic to accommodate and to mold whichever that you want. That is the perfect match with 5G technology's promise.
Well, Javier, thank you so much for being on the program today. If folks want to find out more about Open Mano, do you have a site online that you can point them to?
You can find all the information about Open Source Mano in osm.etsy.org.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.